He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey there, Chicago. Hope you're enjoying this fabulous Sunday afternoon. It's almost 50 degrees or more out there, and there's a lot of people walking down Michigan Ave, so if you're kind of holding off on coming downtown, stop it. Get down here. It's beautiful. Got to support the economy down here. Tons of people are crawling up to the window right now. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in and watching the show. There's about 30 kids. You guys all been good for Santa? Look at it. A unified nodding of the head, yes. Well, good. That means Daddy's going to get you. Oops, Santa's going to get you everything you wanted, all right? All right. Anyway, let me focus on the show before I get those dads in trouble out there. Thanks for tuning in. We have a good one today. I don't know if you heard Matt Bubala's tease with me, but we're talking about the fact that it is the holiday season. This is the time that people really kind of just have fun, let it all go, have cocktails, go to parties. But when they get there, they find themselves picking on this and picking on that. And before you know it, they're packing on 10 pounds. That's the typical average weight that one might gain during the holiday season, right, Caitlin? Is that true for you?
No.
Do you know that, like, one meal can pack on 5 pounds?
What?
Yeah. Think about it. Sodium, water retention, carbohydrates, it all explodes in your stomach. It becomes this giant, beautiful holiday
this
meal.
This is after Thanksgiving you're talking about.
I'm talking about from Thanksgiving to the end of Christmas, the new year.
I can see 5 pounds.
People tend to go crazy.
During Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I only eat that much on that one day. I never eat
consistently enough across the board.
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's an average American statistic. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I've done it for years where I'll get real lean, and then next thing you know, I'm like eating like a pig for the holidays, and then I'm like,
and the clubs
what happened?
Love it. The fitness clubs probably just love
it. Oh, New Year's resolutions, yeah. All that stuff. Well, this year I'm trying something different. I'm going to eat lean through the holidays, and I thought I needed some support, some expertise on this. So we're bringing in our favorite nationally renowned nutritionist straight from the Dr. Oz show. She's now a writer for the Huffington Post. Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, she's going to be joining us around what time, Caitlin? 2-ish?
2:15.
2:15. So if you have any questions for her, she's been great with us. She's a big advocate of the paleo diet, which I subscribe to. I think it's a great program. And then she's also going to give some tips on really, how to avoid the pitfalls during those tough times. So, you can always text us with your questions. 312-981-7200. If we get a couple text questions in advance, we'll make sure we prime those up for Dr. Kelly as soon as she gets on. And you can always call us as well, 312-981-7200. And then in my dirty little secrets, I'm going to show you how to deck out the dining room for the holidays. A couple cool tricks and tips that could really set you apart from the relatives or your neighbors who try to compete with you to see who's got the best decorated dining room. Trust me, it happens. They won't talk about it, but when they go home to their friends and family, they'll talk about it, not in front of your face. And then in our Frank's Fave segment, we have the folks from Wilton back on, Wilton Baking Supplies. They put out phenomenal stuff. You can find them in Joann Fabrics, Michael's, all those places. We'll be talking about the art of gingerbread making. It's not easy, folks. I tried it. It was okay. I'm in the design and DIY world, and I still had trouble assembling my gingerbread house. So hopefully the folks from Wilton can help us kind of pay attention and read the directions. That's what I didn't do. I was like, stick it together. 4 walls, a roof. What can go wrong? Oh, it went wrong. It all went wrong. But it tasted good. My son loved it. And this is going to be cool. Let's see. At around 1:45-ish, we're going to have this woman who calls herself the Coupon Mom. And I guess she's got this famous blog. And she is going to tell us how to entertain on a budget for the holiday. Because, along with the packing on of pounds, we also empty our bank accounts, which is not always fun. So if we could figure ways to cut some corners and entertain properly, why not? So Coupon Mom is going to tell us how to do that. All right, on to some pressing news. Hey, speaking of news, I'll be on WGN TV News tomorrow morning. You might have seen the teasers. I guess I've been getting phone calls from a lot of people saying, hey, you're on TV on WGN News promo. they got your house in the background. I said, well, that's cool. I didn't know I was doing anything on my house. But I wasn't. I'm not. I'm actually going to be doing some DIY tips for the holidays, as well as a gift guide. Three or four really cool gifts that you want to bring to, you know, for the hostess with the mostest. Don't go empty-handed. I got some great ideas for you. Tune into that tomorrow at 9 a.m.-ish on WGN Morning News. And then today is kind of a sad day here at the studio. My longtime producer, Caitlin Fry, is about to leave. This is her last official show of the Frank Fontana Show. Caitlin, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, when you put it like that, I just feel bad. What do you have to say for yourself is what you say to, like, your children when they do something horrible.
Caitlin, what do you have to say for yourself for leaving the show?
I'm very sad about it. If I could make it work, I would.
Yeah, but you're on to greener pastures. We won't announce where you're going or where you've been that you're being promoted at, but it's a good thing. You know, you'll definitely be missed here on the show. Caitlin's been an integral part of building this whole thing, and, you know, she's the conduit to me and the guests, so it's always nice, and I just wanted to give you a proper on-air farewell.
Thank you. And it's not the end of our working relationship either.
I'm sure it won't.
It won't be.
And we have a 21-gun salute that will be coming through the studio shortly.
Just what I've always wanted.
So dodge the bullets. All right, folks, we're going to get this show on the road as soon as we come back from this first little break. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for my Dirty Little Secrets, and this week we're talking about how to deck out the dining room. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways we can approach this, depending on how big of a level you wanted to take it. I mean, obviously, painting would be cool if you give everything a fresh coat of paint. We talked about that last week, but you can also change up, do focal walls and things like that. But if you're not going to bust out the roller and the paint and all that stuff, I got it for you. I got a couple little things you could do. You could start with, let's talk about the dining room chairs. Giving the dining room chairs a little bit of a festive facelift without going too crazy, you could dip into last year's decor box, the leftover stuff. Maybe get some of those big old ribbons, tie it on the back of the chair, and then with those ribbons, don't stop there. Use your hot glue gun and tack on things like berries, bells. You know, if you're doing a special theme, you could do like silver bells or something would be kind of cool. And then you could also do things like pine cones. It'd be fun. But there's no limitation to that. You know, it's just a real creative thing you could do. And if your theme is something completely different, we've done it with elves before. We got little elves and tied them to the back of the chair. That was cute. Okay, let's talk about the buffet table. All right, you're usually filled with food, but leave a little bit of room for a little bit of style and decor here, okay, folks? You can adorn your buffet table with some silver beads, you know, nothing too expensive. There, you can get them at, like, dollar stores. You can wrap them in garland, punctuated by, some of those pine cones. That, you could just go to the yard, and here is where you want to bust out your maybe silver or gray spray paint, the metallic. Give them a little shine, those pine cones. And you can add a couple pieces of greenery to the center. Might be real nice. Some moss is always good. But you can always just, listen, a little embellishment, even though the food consumes a majority of the feature during that day, will go a long way. That's my opinion. Let's see. The next one here, use antiques. This is cool. All right. So for some reason, music and the holidays are always so, you know, intertwined, maybe because of the Christmas music played ad nauseum on every radio station. But I thought it would be cute to take like old music notes, like antique looking music notes, and use those as placeholders underneath, plates. I thought that's kind of a cool idea. And then you put a little bit of, you know, some of the pine cones out and, you know, dress it with, mismatching plates. So it all has this kind of really vintagey, cool vibe. And it's really inexpensive. You can go to like a thrift store probably and find an old music book that's yellowed. And that's an easy one to do. And if it's not big enough, one sheet, kind of maybe tape the sheets together in the back or find a creative way to seal them together. Let's see here. Number four, wow dinner guests with a pretty pile of presents on the table. Now here's an easy one. You could take your old present box, the empty ones or from some of the early gifts you got, rewrap them in, you know, a kind of like a consistent color scheme that works with the rest of your design. Put them on as a centerpiece on the table, maybe a little floral on top of that. That really adds drama. Anytime you add height to a table, that adds drama. You can also use those cardboard boxes, if they're stiff enough, to give your plating a little bit of height, too. I'm all about recycle reusing, folks. And then finally, you could turn... This is a great idea because space is usually limited in terms of seating, depending on how many people you got coming over. You know, you're busting out the chairs from the garage, from the basement, but the kids always end up somehow not having, you know, proper seating. So I like to convert my coffee table into a functioning kids table sometimes, because I have a big, you know, square or rectangle one that could totally hold a bunch of plates. So what you do instead of having them plop on the floor is maybe go to a thrift store and get a whole bunch of just random big pillows. Totally mismatching, but keep them in the Christmas colors. They don't have to be perfect. But it, to me, it's just a little bit of thought to say, hey, you kids, you know, we don't have a table for you, but we'll certainly give you something to kneel on. And crafting during the holidays, I know my wife's really big on this. Kids get bored quick. You know, and I'm not a fan of having the TV on during dinner and all that kind of stuff, especially during the holidays, unless it's the Yule log. But if the Yule log's on, they're going to want to see Disney Junior, and then they're going to start playing with the remote and all that kind of stuff. So I like to set up a craft station, usually at an area that is away from the adults, with one supervising teenager. It's always a good idea. And on the craft table, you can do tons of stuff. My wife is a big fan of cotton balls. She'll take, you know, bags and bags of cotton balls, take some paper and some, you know, cone forms from Joann Fabrics. She'll set up little stations and, you know, the kids can glue the stuff on, create snowmen. It always seems to be a big hit, you know, and a lot of people don't, you know, kids, if you can keep the kids occupied, guess what? The adults will have a better time. It's kind of like the game. I'm going to actually write a book called The Art of Distraction, Caitlin. It's going to be all about, you know, a different way to parent. Be there, engage your children, but also distract them with good things that, you know, not crappy stuff. They shouldn't always be on the iPad. They should be crafting, painting, and doing fun stuff. You know, especially around this time where it could be all driven toward the holiday. Let's see, a couple other little things here. Flea market finds. This is something, you know, during this time, people are consumed going to the big box stores and they're trying to get all their gifts. I find some of the best little party gifts at like Goodwill's, Salvation Army's, because there'll be like a set of something, like a little teapot set or teacups, and then maybe fill, you know, take those teacups, because literally they're selling you, you know, what, a buck each or something like that usually, and sometimes they're pretty decent antique-y looking pieces. And what I've done in the past for a cool gift is I'll find some really ornate teacup, medium size. I'll take some holiday candies. Then I'll take some, you know, white fabric or something, you know, cute to wrap it in, and then put a bow on it, put their little personalized names on it. And then on each plate, they get one of these little teacups. And that was a big hit. It really went over well a couple of years back. Let's see. We'd love to hear from you guys too. If you have any cool ideas, I'll share them on the air. 312-981-7200. Your Christmas crafting ideas. As far as your linens, you know, I'm curious, you know, do you guys go out and buy brand new ones, or are you a fans of recycling? You know, I find myself piecing together, you know, fabric, layering fabrics are always a big deal. Especially in my house, I have bins and bins of fabric from my days on Design Adam on HDTV. We just didn't use. We'd create really cool ways to, you know, bring color into a room. And my wife's not always a fan of the traditional Christmas, so we've done, you know, like zebra stripe Christmas where we do a black and white and then maybe pop in like a red or silver. That's always fun. You know, people get stuck in this mindset of like Christmas has to be one way. And I get it. And I think today is actually interesting because it's like a return to Main Street in a lot of ways where people want to keep it simple. But you know, it doesn't really take much. A monochromatic Christmas is always a good idea. You know, doing something where everything is just one beautiful color, like a midnight blue or silver. That's really shocking to people when they walk in. They're expecting traditional and they get something really unique, which is always cool. Sets you apart. I think that does it. We'll be posting these all on my website as well as the WGN radio page. You can go to WGNradio.com/Frank Fontana. You can go to my website, frankfontana.net. If you like these tips, I got more coming up on WGN News TV tomorrow. That'll be around 9 o'clock. I'll be on dishing out some of these things. And some really cool DIY ideas, last-minute fixes. If, for instance, like your floor gets scratched 20 minutes before your guests arrive, that's always fun. Or a ding in your drywall right before the guests are going to come. My dad loved that. Well, I got some real quick tips to fix those without having to run to the store. They're going to be interesting. That's tomorrow at 9 on WGN TV. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for the news.
brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
Well, that's right. Sing it, Tony. It's time for Frank's Faves. This is where I talk about some of my favorite products, services, goods, things that I've tried, used, experimented, reviewed. As part of my other job over at the International Housewares Association, I'm the chief contributing editor for InspiredHome.tv. It's a great new website that basically supports the housewares industry, and I get to be the lucky guy who reviews tons and tons of the products that you have in your house or are about to have in your house. And since it's holiday time, my friends at Wilton were on a couple weeks ago, and we said, hey, we should do something else around this whole baking thing. You guys sent me over some gingerbread houses. So we have Desiree Smith in studio from Wilton. Hey, Desiree.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And my pleasure. Let's talk gingerbreads.
Absolutely. So I know that I sent you some of the kits to try out beforehand.
Yes.
The one I sent you was not assembled. We do have a variety. We do have a variety of kits. So some you need to assemble on your own. Some are pre-assembled, so you can just get right to the decorating.
Let's talk about this, all right? Sure. So, yeah, pre-assembled, easy. Take it out of the box, put it on the counter, and start doing your decor with your icing and all that kind of stuff. The one you sent me required me to have a architectural degree.
Required some assembly.
It does.
I do have some tips for you.
That's what I was hoping for, because I feel like I could do this stuff. And I think because my son was helping out and he was anxious and excited, was pushing the walls a little bit here and there,
right.
And maybe the structure wasn't as sound as I would like it to be, but we got it up.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought this had to be easier than it looked.
So my one question is, did you give it some time to dry?
No.
In between. No. Okay.
No. We're talking about a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah.
His dry time is 30 seconds.
So we do recommend that you assemble your house in advance and give it several hours to dry, at least 1 hour for the walls and 2 hours for the roof.
Okay. So hold on. So you got four individual walls that mm-hmm. we're talking about, and then two
yes.
top pieces that make up the roof.
Yes.
Is there a particular way that you should start assembling the gingerbread house? Like, does it matter which two walls? Should you go like corner, or just try to slap it all together in one shot?
Yeah, I would just take one side at a time and connect them at the corner there. And if you are doing this with the kids, it would be helpful to assemble the house prior to decorating, maybe let it sit overnight, and then they can just kind of join in on the fun part that's easier for them. Or if you want to make a full holiday activity out of it, have a Christmas movie play in between and say, okay, we're going to have this set up. Now let's go watch a movie.
The
exactly.
art of distraction.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. That's going to be my new book.
And it's helpful to give them a specific task. Maybe they're sorting the candy or they're putting some things on top of the roof.
Right.
So giving them something specific to do is helpful.
I thought I did, and his job was to not break it.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
And the other thing you want to make sure of when it's complete is keep it away from moisture. So you don't want to have it sitting on a countertop that's above your dishwasher or something like that, because that's going to have
How about the heat level in the house? Because I found we keep it pretty hot. Like, I think my wife has it cranked at like 78 most of the time during when it's cold.
Well, that's pretty warm.
So do you think that also contributed to the icing not sticking?
That could have been a factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been.
And how much icing should you use? Is it just a little glob, or is it like, pack it on, brother?
You'd want to have a good amount in there. Yeah. Kind of think of, caulking a bathtub or something. You want to have
we did that right. We had a significant amount of overflow and squish coming out. So there should be squish, right?
Yes, there should be squish.
Maximum squish.
And then how did it go with the candy pieces?
That part was easy.
There?
Once I got them distracted enough to let it dry for a few hours, then it felt solid. And then we just kind of let him go nuts on the rest of it. Decoratively speaking, that's his department. And it came out cute. I think I took pictures of it and posted it somewhere. You can look on my Facebook page or something.
Good.
But the overall, it was more about the fun time we had and the fact that it was very tactile and time-consuming, and it really engaged him in a way, which was really cool.
Exactly. That's why it's been a classic holiday tradition for as many years as it has been.
Yeah.
It's just a fun family activity and something to do with the kids, something different to do besides cookie decorating.
I agree. So, and where could people buy the Wilton Gingerbread House kit?
So the kits are available in Michael's, Joann's, Walmart, and several other retailers. So stop by any of those local craft stores, and you can find a variety of the kits there. And then if you'd like to add some other decorations besides what comes with the kit, we have a bunch of different icing decorations also. I brought with me today some cute gingerbread wearing ugly sweaters, so you can add those.
Even the gingerbreads are getting involved in the ugly sweater parties.
They are. Yeah. So,
let me see those. Those look cool. Yeah. So these are made to attach to the house then? Like they're
you
like the,
sit up around
the occupants
of
the gingerbread house?
Yeah, and those are also great for cookies, cupcake toppers. We have so many of those.
Is this confectionery or is this actually like some gingerbread with,
No, that's confectionery.
So pure sugar.
Yes, pure sugar. What we love around the holidays, right?
Exactly. How then, ironic how we'll be talking about how not to gain weight in the last segment of the show.
That's what January is
We'll get
for.
You full and then we'll reduce you down.
So, and then going along with the ugly sweater, I think this was one of the products we were most excited about at Wilton this year. We had this ugly sweater pan come out.
Okay.
So it takes one box of cake mix, really convenient, and it'll bake a cake in the shape of a sweater. And then it's up to you to decorate
to make
it and make it as ugly as you want.
Sweet.
So we have a bunch of the different icing pouches available. They come in several different colors. And there's two different decorating tips in here. One is a round tip, and then you can twist that off and have what's called a star tip. And that'll let you do a variety of different, like, wavy, zigzaggy
looks.
Yeah,
see, we kept just the standard tip it came with. I should have got a little funky and played with that a little bit.
Yeah, if you twist that round one off, the star one's underneath. And so you can kind of see on the pan here, they have some zigzaggy lines added to the sweater to give it a fun look. So that's another fun project for the kids to do, too.
That's a great one. That's one for the adults, too, because, you know, everyone's throwing these ugly sweater parties, and this is the time of year. So, and that is also available at Joann's, the pan?
Yeah, you can also find the pan at the craft stores. And then also Wilton.com is, you know, a great resource for decorating ideas. I know we're getting kind of close to Christmas time, so you may not want to rely on shipping, but it's such a good place to go to when you're looking for decorating ideas and inspiration.
Oh, it really is. I mean, my wife's a hook now. She, like, as soon as we got turned on to the products, we're like, oh, God. She's, like, trying everything from Wilton. We love the Halloween stuff you guys put out. She made the cupcakes in the actual cup that you cook them in.
Oh, great.
The monster cupcakes were a big hit at a party. Yeah. I mean, Wilton can help you make your parties even better and make you look like a superstar, which is what I like.
That's right. That's what we like to say. We make it easy. You make it amazing.
And how about some of these other products here? You got what looks like a candy cane spoon.
Yeah. So these are some other favorites of mine too. So hot chocolate. We love hot chocolate this time of year also.
Yeah.
You know, something great for the kids, but you can also spike it for adults, make it fun. So we have some of these cocoa trimming kits that we have peppermint spoons here. You can dip those in chocolate.
That
also
actually melt more in the
it'll melt in your hot cocoa.
In the hot cocoa or coffee maybe.
Add some mintiness. And then a cocoa trimming kit with these cute marshmallow snowmen and then more peppermint sticks. So I love these. That's so fun to have out at a party.
Oh, totally.
Fun for kids and adults.
Exactly. And adults. Yeah. I was going to say, that's not just for kids because that's just it's a really cool, you know, I was talking earlier about how to deck out the dining room, some ways to, you know, make the tabletops look great. Adding things like that, you know, which you don't typically find in your, you know, decor store, but, you know, you're at Joann's and you're shopping for your crafty stuff and boom, that just kind of adds an extra level of care, in my opinion, for when people come over.
Yeah, something fun that people like to see that they can be a part of. And it just, like you said, it adds a personal touch to it.
Now, do you get a lot of people submit pictures and their baking craziness to you guys?
We do. We especially have a very active Facebook following. So we have over 1 million followers on Facebook, and we'll often post on there, you know, what are your plans for baking this weekend? Share with us what type of treats you decorated, and people love sharing their
Anything
photos.
Anything crazy that really sticks out in your mind, like, or really great that you're like, oh my God, this is like Top Chef type of stuff?
Yeah, there's some really impressive things people post where you can't even believe you're looking at a cake. It really does look like a work of art.
Yeah.
So we've just seen a lot of fun things.
Maybe next time I have you on, we need to have like a little baking contest so we could sample all of this greatness.
Yes.
Are you a baker yourself?
I have been a lot more since starting at Wilton. So I've been making a lot of treats this holiday season.
Right.
It's been fun. Actually, I had a get together with friends the other night and I made our sugar cookie blondies, which you can find that recipe on Wilton.com. So we have different limited edition flavors of Wilton candy melts, and sugar cookie is one of them this season. So they were a big hit.
Wilton, my guys, I love them. Desiree, thanks so much for coming in the studio. Appreciate it. You're always a blast to have on, and we'll look forward to the next visit.
I will too.
And the new products coming out too that we probably want to, we don't say right now,
no,
but maybe your next visit, we should definitely reveal some of the 2015 products that are going to be featured at the International Houseware Show.
Absolutely.
And you can find out more about Wilton at their website as well as at the IHA's inspiredhome.org or inspiredhome.tv. This segment was sponsored by some of the guys that put together the best home improvement projects in Illinois, Mega Home Improvement. Those guys, go mega, go home. Welcome back to my damn show. It's the Frank Fontana Show, folks, here on Sunday Funday. And with all this entertaining stuff going on, we're out there just spending money like a bank, just dropping green, dropping coin. Right, son? Got lots of kids out by the window. He's got his hands full of toys. And that's what's happening across America, folks. It's the spending time of year. But what if I could save you some money on your entertaining? Actually, not me, but my guest Stephanie Nelson, the coupon mom, can definitely help you save money. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great, Stephanie. How's the holiday season going for you so far?
Well, good so far. In fact, I'm just planning a little get-together with friends and trying to figure out how to save money on it.
Good. Well, I'm glad. So, all right, so let's talk about this. First, let's give your background here. You're known as the Coupon Mom, and it's actually trademarked. How did you become the Coupon Mom?
Well, actually, it was about 14 years ago. I just started teaching people in my community, I live in Atlanta, how to buy food with coupons at no cost in order to donate it to our local charity because our charity was out of food. And I did that for a few years, raised tons of food for charity, taught it to kids, had a lot of fun. And then I was asked to go on TV on a national show, and they gave me the name the Coupon Mom. And it's great because it's awfully easy to remember. And as a result, we have far more people saving money on their own groceries, but also donating food to charity when you can get something free with a coupon.
How crazy. I mean, would you ever in a million years, when you're sitting in your kitchen with your scissors and all your Sunday circulars and all that stuff, cutting away, thinking one day that you'd be this nationally renowned TV expert known as the Coupon Mom?
I never would have thought that, and I'll tell you, the good thing is I have two sons in college. As I tell them, hey, don't stress about your future career. You have no idea what it could be.
You know, you're absolutely 100% right. And, you know, it's funny because when the networks, the cable networks, started doing all these like coupon crazy shows, it almost initially came out as this odd thing. I mean, did you get kind of pigeonholed as like what you do being odd or different?
Well, absolutely. In fact, it was, you know, kind of kooky, kind of crazy. And what I like about it is you can have a sense of humor about it then. So you are saving real money. I take it, you know, you can really expect for a family of four to save a couple of $1,000s a year if you use grocery coupons. But it's a lot more entertaining and fun if you think of that as a game. And it is fun when you go to the cash register and hand over a pile of paper and you end up getting a cart full of groceries at 75% off. Well, I think that's funny.
And it's not like you're doing anything wrong. These companies are giving you or giving people the opportunity to save money via these coupons. And, you know, it's funny because I don't know if you noticed, but Kourtney Kardashian is a big coupon person.
Right.
And she's worth like $50 million. Does that irk you at all?
Well, no, I love it because, again, it's more the game of it. I call it strategic shopping because it is very strategic. A coupon comes out, but you wait until that item goes on sale. And when you do that, that's when you're paying, you know, 25 cents on the dollar for an item or getting it free.
And you don't think that these companies find a way to jack up prices or make those coupons balance out somehow? Like, how could they justify giving that much away at times?
Well, think of it. It's an advertising expense. So they have a choice. A marketing person has a choice on whether or not he gives me 50 cents off the item or he places a TV commercial.
Right.
It's an advertising expense. And I personally think giving the consumer, getting the product in the consumer's hand is the best way to advertise. Well, give me that item at 75% off. See if I like it. Because I will confess, there are many items I've discovered because I got them free with a coupon that I have gone on to buy regularly regardless of the price because I discovered a great product. And I hate to admit that, but you know what? It's fun to discover a new product.
But if it's your entree to a new product, like you said, like if it actually got you there, then hey, that's even better than just saving you $50 if it's a product you really love, right?
Exactly. And I think that that's the reason they continue to do coupons and coupon values continue to increase and coupon distribution continues to increase.
Well, what do you think then of organizations like Groupon?
Oh, I think that's
because that's like coupons on steroids, right?
Well, those are really deals for retailers and for businesses, and it's a way for local businesses to get their product or service in your hands at a discount so then you can hopefully become a loyal customer. But as a consumer, if I can get a great restaurant meal at 50% off because I've bought a Groupon certificate, that's a great deal.
Right. Now, how do you apply this then to your everyday entertaining, or let's just say for the holidays? You know, do you tackle it like appetizer at a time? Like, you know, what do? Do you structure it all with your coupons?
Well, I would say, yes, I'm sitting here looking at my coupon list now for my party I'm having on Wednesday. When it comes to entertaining, I tell people to keep in mind that it really doesn't matter so much what you serve. The people you've invited to your get-together are happy that they were invited. I mean, people care more about being included in a social gathering than how much you spend on the food.
Right.
So what I suggest is, when you're trying to save money at the holidays, take a look at the type of event you're having. If you, for example, if you had a formal dinner party, that'll probably be your most expensive option, because you're going to spend, you know, money on a big entree and alcohol. But if you look at that same gathering of people and say, hey, what if I had them over just for a casual evening get together with finger foods? Mini sandwiches, salad, fruit, cookies for dessert. That's going to cost less than half of the cost of the formal dinner party, and everyone's still going to have fun.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Format. And if you really want to go on the budget route, what I also do is, instead of hosting an evening get-together, do a luncheon or a brunch, where you're especially a lunch in the middle of the week, you're probably not going to serve alcohol.
Right.
So that you just cut your cost in half if you're not serving alcohol.
So it's already a little cheaper at that point, because you're moving it to a lunch, right? Typically, yeah. Lunches are cheaper than dinners.
That's right. And you also, I do something like a salad bar, which women appreciate, and it's very inexpensive compared
That's
to
a great
the
idea.
Formal dinner party.
But, that brings me up. Speaking of salads and maybe being a little healthier, do you typically find that coupons are usually associated with processed foods and things that maybe, not the health-conscious person wouldn't find? I mean, I don't really see, too many coupons for, avocados. So
you're right. You really don't see coupons for many produce items. What you do see coupons for staples like cereal and rice and oatmeal. I mean, those are some standard, basic, healthy items that you can buy with coupons. But the believe it or not, the most dramatic savings you can see with coupons is on non-food items. So,
well, that's interesting, because we do have to take a quick break, and then I want you, if you could, Stephanie, hang out with me through the news, because I want to talk about how to save, because traveling during the holidays is really big, retail shopping obviously really big, and you have some secrets to the coupon world on how to save, and even on traveling and retail too, which is cool.
Right.
All right, so stick around with us. We have Stephanie Nelson, the coupon mom, sharing her secrets on entertaining on a budget and more, because now we're going to shift the focus to all the other expenses during the holiday season. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking with our guest, Stephanie Nelson. She's known as the coupon mom. You've seen her on all sorts of shows, the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Today Show, Good Morning America, NBC Nightly News, so on and so forth. Stephanie, thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, so we covered how to kind of use the coupons to entertain and save some money. Let's talk about the holiday travel. How can one save money this holiday traveling season?
Well, a couple of ways. One is, if you're flying, most people have probably already bought their airline ticket. But it pays to be flexible. In fact, the least expensive day to travel, you guessed, it's Christmas Day. So if you're celebrating with family somewhere else and you haven't booked that yet, you might look at prices and you'll be surprised. And use one of the fare predictors on the travel sites to see what day is actually the best day to get the fare. When I travel, let's talk about hotels.
Yeah.
I always use a couple of different websites to get discounted hotels, like Hotwire.com or Priceline.com. As long as I am able to specify the quality level, you can say, I only want to stay at a 3- or 4-star hotel, and it needs to be in this specific part of the city, then I really don't care what brand it is. And you can save 50% on a hotel room by booking blindly in that way. I've done it many, many times and have always had a good experience, because you're able to control the quality.
And when you say blindly, though, you're talking about, what type of hotel in terms of quality? Because I've done that before. Like, oh, that hotel looks good. I've never been there, but I'll try it. And then I get there, and it's like this little hole in the wall with, not quite what it looked like on the internet.
Well, it is important with Hotwire Priceline to say the star level.
Okay.
So, for example, I would say a 4-star hotel in a big city, and that, you know, I don't know if it's going to be Hyatt or Intercontinental or Marriott.
Right. So you mean on that level, you know at least you're getting one of those three brands.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And they do tell, but you're saving a lot more than if you had gone directly to that hotel's website because they have a certain number of rooms they allocate at this discount. Now, if you really do feel strongly, and there are plenty of times where I've wanted to stay at a specific hotel, most people don't realize that if you're a member of AAA, hotels have a discounted rate for AAA members.
Right.
So for what it costs to join AAA, if you haven't, it's worth it just based on what you would save with one.
Are they significant savings with the AAA? Because I know you can also get a government rate if you work for any like government facilities, and that's also kind of a little secret. My wife used to work for city departments here and there, and
right.
She would get discounts on hotels.
Government rates are usually the lowest hotel you can get, or the lowest rate you can get at a hotel. However, as you pointed out, you do have to work for the government. You also, if you're lucky enough to be a senior citizen, some hotels have discounts for seniors. But AAA is one that's always worked for me. And, you know, if you're saving 10 or 15% off a $300 hotel room and you're staying a couple of nights, there's your AAA membership right there.
All right, so you save this money getting there into the hotel. How about when I'm in New York City in Rockefeller Center shopping away? Like, what are some ways I could really just not, go home empty-pocketed, let's say?
Well, they say, do what the locals do. So if you're staying in a hotel, ask the concierge if they have any coupons or deals. I know New York's a good example. You can get a coupon for 10% off the major department stores simply by being it's considered a visitor. You go to the customer service department at Bloomingdale's or Macy's to get your coupon.
Wow.
But to back up, most people are going to a city. Let's say they're going to a major city. There are two ways to save on attractions and retailers and restaurants. One is to go to Groupon or Living Social and see what deals you can find for that city. And that's a great way to save on restaurants or services or maybe even hotels.
So don't be the tourist. Just go and try to embed into the local culture, pick up the local magazines and stuff like that to really find the good deals, right?
Right, because the locals aren't going to the big amusement park or the big expensive museum all the time. The locals know where the neat small museums are or the free parks or some interesting things. So if you talk to the concierge, you can find out perhaps some free events or some free attractions that you could go to. New York City is filled with all kinds of interesting things to see and do that don't cost any money at all.
That's right.
And why do you want to wait in line at the Empire State Building? Don't do that.
I never want to. In any line. Is there a coupon that can get me through any line?
That's right. And then the entertainment coupon book. If you go to entertainment.com and you're going to a city, you should buy that book for that city in advance because it's filled with all kinds of things. I'm going skiing in Colorado next week, and we can get buy one, get one free coupons for ski lift tickets if we buy the entertainment book. Now, if the book costs $25 and I'm saving, $70 on a lift ticket, that's worth it. But generally, you can buy the tickets for a family of four. So it really does pay to get the entertainment book if you're visiting a city and doing things while you're there.
That's some great advice, Stephanie. And who doesn't want to save money? This is Stephanie Nelson. She's the Coupon Mom. You can find her on her website, couponmom.com. Visit her on Twitter at couponmom10, and then on Facebook, Coupon Mom. Do you get into the coupon distribution world yourself?
We have coupons you can print. I'm a big fan of online coupon codes. If you're doing any shopping now, don't even think of buying anything online without looking for a coupon code for a retailer. I did yesterday, ordered some shirts for my sons and my husband, and I saved $92 with a coupon code that gave me a discount plus free shipping.
I need to have my wife call you. I'm going to have her subscribe to the Coupon Mom philosophy now. I like
it. Well, I'll tell you the easiest thing. Couponmom.com, obviously my website with lots of coupons. But if you can't remember that, if you're shopping at an online retailer, your go-to strategy is just go to Google and enter the name of the retailer and the words coupon code, and you're going to find cash right there on the internet. You're going to find a code that's going to save you money.
Boom. Stephanie, you rock. Thanks so much, and have a great holiday season.
Hey, you too. Thanks so much.
You got it. All right, folks, coming up after the break, Dr. Kellyanne. She's from, you've seen her, Dr. Oz and all the national shows. She is now a contributing writer to the Huffington Post. She's going to be joining us for the remainder of the show to talk about how to eat right through the holiday season. And maybe you guys don't want to hear it. And I hate to be that guy who's going to, you know, bum you out. But listen, I care about you more than you think because I care about your health. All right? So we're going to talk about this after the break. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for tuning in. So we're changing focus a little bit here. And, you know, like I said before the commercial, you might hate me for the next 45 minutes because I'm going to kind of be the antithesis to, your traditional holiday eating. Most people during this time, folks, from the Thanksgiving holiday to New Year's will pack on 5 to 10 pounds. I am personally guilty of it for many, many years. And this year I decided to make a different, resolution to myself before New Year's. That I would slim down, get healthy, and stick that way through the year. Because I can miss 1 year of not gorging and eating like a hog, which I do often. And just try to get through it in a healthy way. And it really inspired me to really take a look around me and the rest of the world and say, you know, why do people tend to, you know, consume themselves in this holiday season and really put their health at risk? So joining me on this conversation is, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. Dr. Kellyanne is nationally renowned. You've seen her on Dr. Oz and all the other national TV shows, Good Morning America. And she's an author of the Paleo Cookbook for Dummies and many other books. Dr. Kellyanne, thanks for taking the time on this Sunday.
Hey, Frank. It's so good to be with you again today.
Oh, you as well. Where are you calling in from this time?
I am actually at home.
This wow.
Is, you know, I'm gearing up for the holidays. Lots going on, you know, putting the tree up, getting gifts, preparing everything, spending some time with the kids. So this time of the year, kind of mid-December, is a really good time for me because I have two sons and I get to really reconnect with them, make a lot of good holiday foods, and you know, just have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's
and
a
good
so time of year.
Doc, so the people who don't know, you know, of your world and what you believe in, why don't we give kind of a brief background as to, you know, what your beliefs are as a nationally renowned nutritionist?
Sure. So I've worked with people for over 21 years now, and my focus has been really getting people well on a cellular level. See, that's the thing, and I talk about this a lot. It's about my whole philosophy is getting toxins out of the cells, flooding your body with nutrition, because when you flood your cells with nutrition, it confuses it in such a way, it's actually a positive way, that it has nothing else to do but get as healthy, strong as possible and help to lose weight, and you become the weight that you're supposed to be. So my core principle, my core fundamental philosophy is really what I call a primal one. And what I mean by primal, Frank, is eating the foods and living in a way that we're really designed to live. Because believe it or not, we have, make no mistake about it, we have a nutritional blueprint. And the closer we stick to this, the better we're going to look, the better we're going to feel, the younger we're going to look, the more energy we're going to have, the better our immune system's going to be. And then, here's the best part of it. When we do this, we can stick to what I call the 80-20 plan, which is you eat the foods that I promote, which I'll talk about in a moment. You eat those 80% of the time, and 20% of the time, you can plan to have a little fun. You can stray out a little bit. You can plan for those times, and your body bounces back like nobody's business because you've done the basic fundamental principle, primal principle, which is you keep your cells really strong and healthy by keeping the toxins out, the nutrition in.
What you're saying is you have to get to that place first if you're not already healthy, at a healthy weight, and that you're satisfied with the way you look. Now, before we start really getting into the nuts and bolts of this, obviously we want, you know, you folks to chime in if you're having struggles right now with your weight and you just can't get your health under control, even if you are healthy, and by appearance, you know inside something's not feeling right. Dr. Kellyanne definitely definitely has a prescription, you know, via food that we could change, you know, the way you're going about things. And that's the whole point of bringing Dr. Kellyanne on today, and as well as we'll be giving away some books, too, that we'll talk about in a minute. But I want to talk about a bigger global conscience here that makes it, you know, like I initially when I was teasing the show today, you know, I brought up that I'd be talking about, you know, you and how to stay lean through the holidays. And it seemed to me, you know, that people, the response I got from a couple texts is like, why would we talk about that during the season? What, and what it reminded me of is this ignorance that people have towards their health and their eating habits. And it's like, you don't want it. People don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it, but that's my job. That's where I come in. And the thing is, everyone looks at this whole thing. I mean, you say the word healthy to people, and it seems extreme, and it seems overwhelming. So the two things, the two stories that people tell themselves, Frank, is I can't do that. I can't afford to do that. I can't mentally do that. Why would I want to do that? It's extreme. Oh my gosh, I work full time. My husband works full time. We have two kids. What are you saying here? We're just trying to survive. And see, the problem is, I had a friend, and I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend, and lovely, lovely person, three children, about 50 years old. And I met up with him in New York, and I said, you know what? David, you're not looking too good. You're not looking too good. We got to get you back here. I mean, he said, Kellyanne, I'm 50 years old. I gave up. Now, listen, I gave up on that battle a long time ago. I work a lot. You know, I have really busy hours, and I just gave up. I got a call from him on Thanksgiving. Sadly to say, his whole family is crushed, devastated. He found out he has cancer. And he said, you know, I wish I had listened to you. And this is not being an extremist, but I want you to understand what I have seen for 21 years. People coming in with charts as big as can be, they've been everywhere, and they're scared because then it's too late.
Yeah.
So how does that all fit in with the holidays? It fits in like this. It's real important to just simply develop what I call food values. It's as simple as that. Understanding, again, I'm going to circle back to this, understanding the foods that work best for your body and the foods that don't. And then you make a choice, and listen to this word, not a cheat. You make conscious choices, and you no longer feel like you're cheating all the time. So you get your body strong. There's no easy way to put this. You have to get yourselves to turn over really healthy, really strong, with the right raw materials, and you're functioning on an entirely different level.
Yeah.
I just appeared on The Doctors about 2 weeks ago with a family that I had brought with me that lost 250 pounds.
Wow.
And if you want to talk about what they do now, their food values based on the holidays they used to have, and you'll never find happier people. This is a happy family. Why? Because the gentleman said, the father of the family said, you don't realize what you're missing because you forget what it really feels like to feel good. And I am not, and I want all of the listeners to know, I am not being a buzzkill here.
Well, that's the sense that people do get, Dr. Kellyanne. I mean, I'd be honest with you. I get it too whenever I talk about it. I mean, I'm right now on a really intensive program because I have a big shoot coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm really trying to dial it in and get down and, you know, just going to parties and stuff. People look at you like you're strange. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm actually taking responsibility of my health.
And, it's funny.
And doing something.
You have to be a leader. This is where the rubber hits the road.
Right.
And when I tell you, as sure as I'm standing, and by the way, speaking of shows for you, great job on the Today Show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
really
that.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
So as sure as I'm standing here, one of those people at some point, here's the important thing. You don't get into people's face and say, what are you talking about? And I always tell people I have what I call a dinner party pitch, and I tell people what to say. You know, that this works for me and this is what I'm doing. You don't ever go into somebody's face. What you want to do is be what I call the radiant role model. Because when you eat like Frank does, and when you eat like I do, when you eat like Frank's wife does, what you find is that you radiate. You put off a different energy. listen, everything, your cells, everything has a megahertz. This is really interesting, actually. Everything does. Everything has a charge, a megahertz. So part of what's happening and part of the reason why your skin looks amazing, your eyes get really white, you have a really fast and really positive and healthy energy is because it's affecting you on such a cellular level that you're really rating that at some point, as sure as I'm standing, at some point, one of those people, Frank, are going to say, Frank, could you tell me, what are you doing?
It does happen. It really does. Hey, Dr. Kellyanne, we have to take a quick break, and then we're going to have news. So I want you to stick around through news, and then we're going to really get into the subject and then dial it in on for folks on how to really, you know, stay lean through the holidays, lean as you can, and healthy. If you want to talk to Dr. Kellyanne and myself, 312-981-7200 is the number. You can always text in your questions as well to the same number, 981-7200. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll have the news right after that.
The show that puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, thanks for hanging out with me on this fantastic Sunday. The weather is nice. People are out there walking around, spending their money on Michigan Ave. We like to see that. Hey, kids, how are you? All right, we're talking about how to stay lean through the holiday season. Maybe you don't want to hear it. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be that guy that's going to look out for your health while other people are stuffing your face. Yeah. I know how it goes. That little giggle you hear is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. She's a nationally renowned nutritionist as well as a TV expert, author of the Paleo Cookbook for Dummies. Let's talk about that real quick. Paleo. You know, I had this expert in a couple weeks ago because, you know, I always love to talk about fitness, health, and food, aside from design, home improvement, all that stuff, because that's my passion is helping people in the home and helping people with their health and fitness. So I had this raw vegan on. A great lady from Chicago, and she, you know, doesn't really believe in eating meat. And then I brought you up, and I said, well, you know, my friend Dr. Kellyanne is all paleo, and it's pretty much, you know, heavily based on meat. You know, what's your opinion on it? She really didn't have a negative opinion. She just, you know, her one comment was, well, I was at an event, and, you know, I was talking to another paleo author. It wasn't you. And, you know, she told me all about her program, and I said, and I looked at her, and I said, she looks so unhealthy, this woman said, about the paleo author. And then her, you know, she continued to say, if this is what paleo eating does, it makes you look like that, then I don't want it. And then she makes this comparison, then I'll let you reply to this, of if you were on a desert island, and it's sitting in front of you, you haven't eaten for weeks, is a pile of fruit or a pile of raw meat? Which one would you instinctively go for? And now, when I ask you that question, Dr. Kellyanne, what do you say to that?
You know, it's so funny because somehow, and I have to speak to this, and I'll answer the question. I have to speak to this because people think paleo, and let me just tell people what that is that have absolutely no idea. It's basically nutrition based on the idea that we should eat like our ancestors. And the whole thought process is because of the farming and how it's changed in the Industrial Revolution and how that has changed things and all of these things that have changed in food. Body no longer can really recognize or understand what to do with these foods, and they make us heavy, they make us toxic, they make us sick. Yeah. So the whole premise behind paleo is just to eat foods, again, that are best designed for our body. There's this premise that paleo, which is absolutely a very healthy starting point for people, very healthy, it's worked better than anything that I've seen, that it's a hunk of meat, it's about a hunk of meat. And the whole premise behind paleo eating, or let's just call it real foods.
Yeah.
Eating real foods, because that's really what it is, eating non-processed foods and really understanding what that is, because what paleo really does is it breaks down every food group and it tells you what are the best foods within those groups to eat. So this whole notion of it's a hunk of meat is simply not true. It's about building a plate. And my feeling on meat is if you can get the highest quality of meat that you can afford, and if you can't, make sure it's a leaner meat or cut that fat off or skim it off if you're making a soup or a stew, it really does a lot for your health.
Well, let's back up here. Also, I know you believe in grass-fed as well, right?
Well, grass-fed is ideal. And I will go head-to-head with any vegan, with all due respect, or a vegetarian or anyone else that would possibly make a statement that a diet is healthier as raw or vegan as opposed to someone that's eating grass-fed meats, because grass-fed meats, not only is the fat in there so healthy, you can chomp on that till the cows come home, but not only is it so healthy, but it's got something in there called CLAs, and we want these CLAs, conjugated linoleic acids. We want them. They protect us against cancer, big time. And here is the word of the day. Really, I hope every single person listening really is paying attention right now. Inflammation. That's what takes us down.
Inflammation, that's right.
All day, every day.
Yep. And then, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure if you've read I'm sure you have, the Grain Brain book.
Of course, yes.
That's anybody who is questioning what Dr. Kellyanne said, wants scientific backup for what you're saying, there's a book called Grain Brain that I'm reading now, which will scare the living daylights out of you. If you eat bread, any kind of bread, your potential of health issues goes up dramatically.
So let's talk a little bit. I just want to hit on that just for a moment. There's something that's called the gut-brain barrier. This is super important. The foods that you eat affect your gut. You don't want to affect your gut negative in a negative way because, number one, almost all of your immunity rests in your gut, believe it or not. And when your immune system is strong and you don't have a lot of inflammation in your gut, you look way thinner and you feel way better.
Yep.
But the second part is there is a bond between the gut and the brain. So a lot of these foods that I promote, or short-chain fatty acid type of foods, they improve the signal between the cross between the blood-brain barrier, and they improve appetite signaling, they improve hormones, they improve, you know, every aspect of your health. So when you are eating grains, so when I say grains, anything with wheat in it, even the ancient grains that we hear that are so good.
Or sprouted bread, like Ezekiel, is that still a no-no?
So here's the deal with that. It definitely takes it down many notches in terms of being bad for you, because it's almost like it's pre-digested.
Right.
So when something is sprouted, it's pre-digested. So if you're going to tell me, so it's all about choice, if you're going to say, you know, I'm going to have this piece of wheat bread, should I have the wheat bread or should I have the Ezekiel sprouted grain bread? I'm going to say, well, if you're going to give me those two choices, I'm going to tell you the Ezekiel all day, every day. But now, if you're going to say, should I have this Ezekiel bread or should I have this almond flour based bread or this arrowroot based bread or one of these paleo type of breads? I would say there is absolutely no question. And if you can't do that, I say throw it in a lettuce wrap and just try to tell me it doesn't taste good and crunchy. And how quick do you get used to it? Because I can tell you in practice, one of the things that people tell me all the time is, I had no idea how easy it would be for me to give up bread.
Yeah,
they're astounded.
And that's probably the biggest challenge of society in general, is giving up the carbs and the bread. And we have to take a quick break. And we are actually going to be giving away 5 copies of Dr. Kellyanne's book, Paleo Cookbook for Dummies. And why don't you kind of real quickly, if you could, just give them where they can find out how to sign up to get one of your copies of your books.
Sure. You can go on drkellyanne.com, drkellyanne.com, or you can go to drkellyanne.com/Frank Fontana. And you can register to win one of the cookbooks.
So they'll be giving away 5 books. Go on the website right now, get registered, and then you win a chance to be to get one of these great books with all this information. I have it at home. It's a staple on my counter. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Dr. Kellyanne's 3 best tips for surviving the holidays. And they're good. You don't want to miss it.
Wow! I feel good.
That's right. That's the whole point of this conversation, is to feel good about yourself. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. If you missed it before the break, Dr. Kellyanne has given away 5 of her books, Paleo Cookbook for Dummies. If you go to her website and Dr. Kellyanne? What'd you do with Dr. Kellyanne?
DrKellyanne.com.
/Frank Fontana, and then you'll see a little entry form there and get your free copy of the book if you're one of the top first 5 people to do it. So we were talking about ways, 3 tips, your best 3 tips for surviving the holidays, Dr. Kellyanne.
You got it, Frank. So here is what I say. Sip on this, eat on this, drink like this. So The first thing, sip on weight loss soup. And it's super easy to make. Sip on this over the holidays. It really keeps you full, and it really keeps you looking thinner because it's a natural diuretic. So it gets all bloat. It gets all inflammation out of your body. You can find it on drkellyanne.com, but I'll go through some of the ingredients.
Yeah, give us the quick rundown of it because I want to hit all these three before we run out of time.
Yep. It's some carrots, some celery, onion, tomato, garlic, some mushrooms, some cabbage, some sweet potato, some leeks. You put them in there, add some watercress in there, and all you do is put them in a slow cooker. Fill the slow cooker up with a little bit, you know, of water. Make sure that the water is just covering everything. That's all that you have to do. And I will tell you that this makes the best tasting soup. And it'll keep for 3 days in the refrigerator. It'll keep for 3 months in your freezer.
Wow.
It's really wonderful. You cook it on slow for about 8 to 10 hours. And I tell you, it couldn't be easier to make, and it will keep you looking thinner, feeling fuller before you go out. Sip this throughout the holidays. It is a lifesaver.
I like that. I like it. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, so the second thing is before you go out, so I always talk about food management. It's a matter of planning. If you really want to be successful at looking how you want to look, it takes some planning. There's no way around it. Any diet plan that tells you that you don't have to do this is a flat-out lie.
Right.
You have to do some planning. So how do you do this over the holidays? Eat some foods before you go out to keep you from going totally off the Christmas cookie rails. So things like avocado, eat some avocado, half of an avocado, just slice that sucker, eat it. 24 to 28% studies show a lower, it will make you eat 25% lower calories than you normally would have. It keeps you fuller. It keeps you satisfied. It's great for your skin. Have some avocados. Another really great food to have a handful of nuts. Walnuts are the best ones in terms of ratios and getting inflammation out of your body.
So we're talking higher fat foods to keep you a little more sustained before you go to the event, right?
To keep you from, yes, and eggs, another really good one.
You're naming all my favorite foods, which is a good thing.
Yes, but the key is to have some of this before you go out. Make some of this.
Yeah.
Spend a little time making some of this. Water, really important. Don't forget about it. Half your body weight in ounces is the prescription for water. Have this before you go out. I mean, it seems like such an oversimplification that water can make such a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
But you will eat quite a bit less.
Yeah.
It really makes a big difference. It improves cognitive function. It gives you more energy. It makes you feel more on when you're out. So it's worth it. So those are some really good foods. And also have a little bit of apple with a closed handful of nuts again. That's
how about some almond really butter on an apple? Is that a good option?
Love it, love it, love it. Have it all the time.
Good.
But just have a little bit of these foods that are going to fill you up before you go out. It really does help.
And you're not saying, like, don't eat. You're just saying maybe you'll eat a little less, and it'll curb that that binge eating.
The binge eating happens when our blood sugar gets out of whack. There's no question about
it. Right.
What I'm trying to do is set you up in a scenario where your blood sugar is stable, you're in the zone, and you don't feel like you're going to go crazy.
Yeah, that's one of the toughest things. You know, people get into that and their blood sugar drops, and next thing you know, you're gorging and eating tons of food, and then you feel terrible afterwards, and then the emotional stuff starts kicking in. You're like, God, I can't.
It's
a terrible cycle. And now, okay, alcohol is a big part of the holidays. What do you suggest, you know, to keep your alcohol consumption under somewhat of control?
Okay, so here's what we do. So I want everyone to realize that food first. These foods I just mentioned, don't go out on an empty stomach because you want to look really thin in your dress or whatever. I'm telling you, if you eat the foods that I just mentioned, these higher fat foods, it's not like eating a lot of foods. It's not going to bloat you out before you go out. It's just not. Make sure you have food in your stomach. And remember the every other drink rule. So this is you have a drink and you have water. You have a glass of water. Never drink drinks back to back. You always want to dilute them with water. So you have a drink, you have a water. If you choose to have another drink, make sure you have water in between.
Now, does that impact the buzz, though? Is that kind of the whole point of drinking during the holidays?
Very slightly.
Okay.
It very slightly doesn't impact the buzz, but I'll tell you what it does do. It keeps you from feeling horrible the next day.
Right.
And if you feel horrible the next day, then you need to get 500 milligrams of magnesium into your body, because that's really going to help your nervous system come down, which is what's happening when you feel crazy.
Yeah.
You drink. But let's talk about what to drink. This is important. So here are the best choices, which are going to surprise people. So a lot of times you think, hey, the hard stuff, you know, that's the worst stuff, the hard stuff. Actually, choosing tequila or potato vodka, drinking this responsibly, is actually the best choices that you can make.
So tequila, because, you're saying, I'm a big tequila guy. I'm actually loving what you're talking about here. This is great.
Yeah, so tequila is derived from a plant. It's gluten-free.
The agave plant, yeah.
And it's low carb. You can't go wrong with tequila unless you drink too much.
Arriba! Let's break it out, Caitlin. Jeez, if I'd known this, I would have had some Patron Silver sitting by. This is good stuff. Makes me feel good about it.
So Patron is really good. It's a higher end one.
Yeah.
But that's really clean. And then there's.
But you want to stick with 100%, right? Blue agave. You don't want to get anything
100%,
less.
100%. That's the key, to stick with 100%. Potato vodka is really great because it's derived from potatoes, it's gluten-free, it's sugar-free, it's low-carb. It really, see, when you drink these type of drinks, they're what I call much cleaner. They're much cleaner.
Yeah.
And they don't give you that, you know, that horrible feeling the next day. They don't impact your gut in the same way. And so here are the things that you should be mixing that with. Club soda, ice cubes. You can have freshly squeezed juices like grapefruit or lime, orange, lemon, coconut water, all of these things. These are what we want to mix them with.
That's
what you
stuff.
Don't want to do is mix them with all of, you know, the soda,
sugars and the sodas.
Syrup.
Yeah, that's what causes the hangover and the headache. Hey, Dr. Kellyanne, we have a question coming in over text about the soup. They want to know, do they drain all of the vegetables inside and just drink the water? Or from the soup?
It's actually a choice. So I keep mine in.
Okay. You keep your veggies in.
Yes, I keep the veggies in because it helps me feel a little bit fuller. Some people just like the broth. I actually like to keep my vegetables in. Great question. Thank
Good
you
stuff.
For asking.
All right, Dr. Kellyanne, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I could do hours with you. You could visit Dr. Kellyanne online at drkellyanne.com, visit her on Facebook at Dr. Kellyanne, as well as on Twitter at Dr. Kellyanne. Doc, have a great holiday. Once again, it's always a pleasure having you on.
You too, Frank. Take care, you and your
family.
Right,
you got it.